It's summer once more, and the Gaither sisters are on a bus bound for Big Ma's home in Alabama. And with a voice firm and steady, Pa warns the girls that the South is not like Brooklyn. It isn't long before the girls reunite again with Big Ma, their great-grandmother, Ma Charles, their cousin Jimmy Trotter, and Uncle Darnell. But after all that's happened, can the girls resolve their tension with Uncle D? What is going on between Big Ma and the neighbor next door, who has done so much work to Big Ma's house? Is that Ma Charles's twin across the creek? And what is the connection between the town's bigoted sheriff, the Charles Trotter family, and his unusually friendly bloodhound? It seems the more Delphine learns about her family history, the more questions she has. But with everything left as it was on Herneker Street, the dangers of the South and familial tensions rising on Big Ma's farm, Delphine's family reunion begins to feel like a family unraveling, and it may take a devastating family tragedy to bring it all together again. This third installment of William Garcia's series is not to be missed. From Big Ma's coffee breath to the pecan tree gone crazy in Alabama includes all the details and touches that brought the previous two books to life. Be sure to check out this title, and don't forget, it all begins with One Crazy Summer. Find One Crazy Summer, PS, B11, and Gone Crazy in Alabama at Stetson Branch Library.